I think the idea of ensuring that communities have spaces where entertainment can be accommodated without disrupting the lives of others is a very important principle which Jamaica has been grappling with unsuccessfully for many, many years. The Night Noise Act is really the only instrument for dealing with that. It's a rather ineffective tool for that purpose. Proper planning would ensure that venues where music can be played at volumes that patrons will appreciate can happen without keeping people awake at night who want to sleep and have a right to sleep in their beds at night. We haven't, as a nation, planned our built environment sufficiently astutely to ensure that the strong entertainment culture that we have is adequately provided for.